Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're in the middle of going through six different halachas about how Hallel is to be recited from the way that we're knowing to recite it nowadays. So we went through the first three, and now we're going to go through the next three. We're already on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We are at Hu Omer Ana Hashem Hoshiana. So from the fact that we say that Hu Omer Ana Hashem Hoshiana Vehein Omrim Ana Hashem Hoshiana, that people then repeat Ana Hashem Hoshiana, so Mikan, we learn from there that a person is not always Yotze just by saying Haleluka. You have to answer after the Makra everything that he says. For example, Shem Haya Katan, Makra also, Ona Achrav, Mashu Omer. That if it's a child that's reading the Halal for you, you can't just say Haleluka. You're going to have to repeat everything that he says. From the fact that you repeat the phrase "an Hashem atzlichana," mikan. From there, we learn shem balichbal kofel, that if someone wants to repeat psukim, he's allowed to do so because it all depends on minhag. So, if the minhag is in that place to repeat "an Hashem atzlichana," gazantei, so you repeat "an Hashem atzlichana." Hu amer baruch haba vehein omrim b'shem Hashem. Some have from the fact that they say baruch haba and then you repeat, you respond with the shem Hashem, and you yotze by the chazan saying baruch haba and not repeating baruch haba, nor even saying haleluka, but by saying b'shem Hashem mikal neshamei kona. From there, we see that if you're not able to read and you just listen, you're it's as if you even though you didn't respond anything, you yotze. So if someone is davening Shemoneh Esrei with the Shliach Tzibur and he says Kedusha or something like that, and you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and they're up to Kedusha, so you could just listen to what they're saying and then and be Yotze through Shomei Kona, and then go back to your tefillah and continue from there. That's how Rashi understands, because you Yotze through Shomei Kona. So now let's make a main point over here. Six different halachas that we learned from the Minhagim of Halal. Number one, that you should respond Haleluka. Number two, that when a gadol reads, you respond to haleluka. Number three, that you should respond with the Rashi Prakim. Number four, that when a katan reads, you repeat everything that he says. Number five, that you're allowed to repeat as per the minhag, whatever parts people repeat. People say twice, you could say twice. And number six, shomea ka'ona. So now the Gemara now goes further. They asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba the following. Shama v'lo ana mahu. What if a person heard and he had kavanah to be yotze, but he didn't say anything? He said yotze is chiyuv. Samlu chakimaya v'sefraya v'reshe amma v'darshaya amru. Shama v'lo ana yotze. The chachamim, the melamdei tinokos, the heads of the nation, the darshanim, they all say that you yotze even if it's shama v'lo ana. Itmar Nami, and we have a riot to this. Amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Reb Shimon Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Minayin l'Shemei Kohane. How do I know the notion of Shemei Kohane? D'chsiv. It says in Sefer Melachim, by the Sefer, the Chikliyo HaKohen found in the Beis Hashem, as called Divrei HaSefer, Asher Kara Melech Yehuda, V'chi Yoshio Karan. Yoshio was the Melech Yehuda, but did he read them? V'alo Shafan Karan. Before in that same parasha, it says that Shafan is the one that read them. D'chsiv, V'yikra Ehu, Shafan l'fnei HaMelech. Ella mikan l'shamei kona. Ooh, so you see that even though Yoshio himself didn't read those psukim, he just heard them from Shafan, and the Navi considers it as if he read them. You see from there the notion of shamei kona. So the Gemara says, well, how do I know that two psukim, that the two psukim are talking about the same kriya, meaning the one that says the Shafan read it and the one that says Yoshio read it? The Dilma Basar Dekrinu Shafan Kara Yoshio. Maybe it was just read twice. Shafan read it once and then Yoshio read it. So you have no riot to Shomei Ka'ona. So says Gemara Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lo Salkadaitach. You shouldn't think such a thing. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says in that same nevuah that Chulda Hanaviya was misnaves, and she said the whole sefer that Melech Yehuda read, she said afterwards to Yoshio, Yan rach levavcha vatikana lefnei Hashem bisham acha. Bisham acha v'lo bekar acha. She said to him, what you have heard. She did not say what you have read. So you see that the Melech Yehuda didn't read anything. He only said, he only heard rather. And by hearing, it was ki'ona. Amar Rava. So Rava comments as follows. Someone who doesn't have someone else reading for him, he's saying everything on his own. Lo lema inish. Person should not say the pasuk of Baruch Haba, then breathe, and then Vahadar b'shem Hashem, and then say b'shem Hashem, because then it's not muchach that the shem Hashem is going on the previous phrase of Baruch Haba. So it's as if you bring mostly shem Shemayim levatala. Ella, rather, what do? You should say Baruch Haba b'shem Hashem. You say it all together, Ba Dadi, all together at one time. So that's what Rava's comment is. That's what one is supposed to do. So the Gemara is going to have a couple of examples of things like this that a person should be careful about. Amar Rava, lo lema inishya heishme rabba, vahadar mevarach. Person should not say yeheishme rabba, then breathe and pause, and then say mevarach. Ella, yeheishme rabba mevarach Ba Dadi. He should say yeheishme rabba mevarach all together. Amalei Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, Moshe, meaning he calls him Moshe, you're a gadol ador, you're as chashuv as Moshe in our generation. Shaber ka amrit. Are you sure what you're saying is correct? You can't say that if a person pauses in middle, it's considered a hafsik, as if he said Shem Shemayim Levatala, because he's going to finish the sentence, so, and everyone realizes that it still goes back on the previous part of the sentence. Elahasam, by the Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Vahacha Asuk, and over here by this din, Asuke Milsihi Velaslanba. It's clearly just the conclusion of what you were saying before, and therefore it's not really going to be such a problem. Okay, so we'll stop there, but let's do some main points, I guess, before we stop. So Lamchasim and Bez, we already did one main point. Now the second main point, Shamea Kaona is derived from Yoshiyahu getting credit for what Shafan actually read. Why does he get credit for it? Because Shamea Ka'ona. And then, main point number one, Lamed Tesamid Aleph, the suggestion is made not to split Baruch Haba from B'Shem Hashem, nor Yehesh Shmei Rabba from Mevarach. But if Safra holds that you're allowed to pause, you're allowed to split them up into two different phrases. Not two different phrases, but you're allowed to pause in between and breathe in between. So we will pick up Ezra Shem at the two dots on Lamed Tesamid Aleph next time.